Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You'll have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are going to be talking to the... He's going to love this. It's just pumping up his ego just a little bit. Maybe he needs it today. I don't know. Legendary Grammy Award-winning Val Garay. He's going to be live with us today. And listen, I got to tee this up because I have him on here in about 13 minutes. And what needs to be said is I don't let out certain sides of what we do in this ministry. And we have so many different facets to this ministry. And the reason I don't, concerning the music side, is because we're not trying to draw attention to ourselves. And with that said, I've been a drummer for a long time. I was a part of the band Junkyard Prophet. We were the best unsigned Christian band in the country. We were rated number one as Junkyard Prophet. And this was the first time we played out right next to a band called POD. And interestingly enough, it just transpired from me leaving the world. I got saved from my sin. And I was saved from my sin and saved for his call. And in the purpose of doing so, friends, he just put me right back on the drum kit. And he said, this is what you're going to do. And before I knew it, we were out there playing in sold out audiences, crowds, so on and so forth, arenas, venues, so on and so forth. And then later on, I got married to, well, it just happens to be a singer. And what we did is we used that when we went around doing high school assemblies all over the country. So we did about 364 public schools. We used that band in doing so. And before we knew it, we were connected with some former VPs of Geffen Records and Sony Records, and we made contact there. And from that point on, we got onto tours, and we started to play with national bands. We got onto the big boy stage with Creed. We got onto the big boy stage with Drowning Pool. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. And from that, we made the connection to a guy named Val Garay. And this coming from the former VP from Geffen Records, and he wanted us to meet a friend of his. And before I knew it, we met Val. We were hanging out with Val, and we agreed to do an album with Val. And Val Garay just happened to do the video for my wife, and he used Alanis Morissette's band in doing so. And so, you know what? What I'll do is I'll give you a little taste. Again, we're doing this because we're kind of letting it out of the bag just a little bit here. Paul said, "I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ," and that's exactly what we're doing musically. And we have just been given the opportunity to work with the best of the best in that industry. And I'll play this video for you, just a little bit of it. And this is actually my wife. Stephanie, her video using Alanis Morissette's band, and the producers of Val Garay. And again, we're just kind of sharing with you some information that most, as a matter of fact, probably all did not know. But this is what the band is, one of them. And so she ran the Christian scene, is what she did, with this album of hers. Salt on your tongues, that's all I'm doing here.
I know it's hard to be set apart.
So we did that. And so what we did from that point on is we took it to the metal scene, and we just thought, wait a second, Val Garay. This is the guy that did Kim Carnes' CD. Do you guys all remember this song? You guys remember this song? Yeah, you might remember this video as well. In 1983, it was the number one album, I think, and we'll ask Val in just a couple minutes, but it was all over the world. And this song just took off out of nowhere. Well, this is Val Garay, okay? And so anyways, with that said, then we had James Taylor. Then we had Dolly Parton. Then we had a plethora of these other people that Val was working for. And one day, it's interesting because when Stephanie, my wife, was doing this album in California there at Val's place, at his studio, I asked him, I said, well, have you ever done any metal music? And he said, yeah, he did Queensryche's Take Hold of the Flame, and he gave me a list of these other people, and I said, that was you? I mean, when I was in the world, I loved Queensryche, and that song, Take Hold of the Flame, just happened to be done by Val Garay. So what I said is, I said, well, would you be interested in doing our album as well? And so he picked up that album, and here, let me put a little salt on your tongue, introducing you to another facet of the ministry here that's used, and so he picked up this project as well, which was a metal band, metal rap. It was all Christian orientated, and we took this directly on the road, and we went from ground zero to 100 miles an hour playing sold out arenas. And what's interesting is my son picked up the ball here and he knocked it out of the park. And so this is Val Garay as well. So we had the opportunity of doing this album with Val. And but what's more important is what we're going to be talking about during the half hour mark, because what I want people to understand as to why I brought Val Garay on the program with us today. It's really cool having Val Garay, who is the best at what he does in the world in which he lives concerning living out the life of a producer. No one touches the guy. He's just second to none. But when we were at his house, just being candid with you, we started to talk about, you know, what we do in high schools and showing people the price paid for their freedoms. And when I had that conversation with Val, all of a sudden what started to transpire is a conversation about how Val, this world-renowned producer, was also a veteran. I cared more about the fact that he was a veteran than I did that he was a producer. And I'm not saying that to be mean, disrespectful in any sense of the word. But what I wanted to do is get Val on the radio to show the new up-and-coming generation that there's a price paid for their freedom. So what we're going to do on the other side of this hard break, give it to Sam. What we're going to do on the other side of this hard break is we're going to pull up Val Garay. We're going to talk about some of his accolades, his achievements. I mean, this guy's got more gold on his walls, friends. I mean, I feel like I'm going to Fort Knox when I'm walking through, and I'm talking about gold records and Grammys. But I want to bring to you Val Garay's testimonial as to when he was in war, namely Vietnam, and I want the up-and-coming generation to understand that there was an ultimate price paid. There was a sacrifice paid for the freedoms in which we all have. And I want to bring this back to me pointing my finger back at the Christ crucified. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, the captain of our salvation, the greatest of veterans who died for us on the cross. And that's why we live for him, John 15:13. But we're going to come back right on the other side of this hard break, and we're going to talk with Val Garay, again, Grammy Award winning Val Garay. And we're going to talk about his accolades again, first and foremost, and then we're going to get over to his experience in Vietnam. Okay, fair enough. Again, friends, just opening the door to more of who we are and what it is that we do, and I'm happy to do it. And again, we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. For our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. This week, folks, we are going to be in Michigan. We've got 7 events set up just in Michigan alone. And then we are driving after Sunday. I'll do 2 events that morning, and then we will drive 4 hours. I'll be in Ohio. Go ahead and check out Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I will be in Ohio preaching that night. And I'm telling you what, folks, it's a 26-hour round trip. Just to Michigan, then we got to go to Ohio, then we'll be back home, and then we will be doing it all over again. So we are gearing up, and we are doing this stuff. As we continuously tell you, friends, we're not spectators here. We want to be a part of the fight because we understand that if we be and are partakers of the fight, we're going to win the day. And I believe that, call me a fool if you will, but the fact of the matter is I believe that we can do it just the way that our forefathers taught us if we're willing to follow in their footsteps, Hebrews 13:7. So again, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Bradley's schedule, subscribe to the page on the side of the page, on the right side, go to beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. And before we pull up our guest, if you're a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We believe, friends, what the Bible tells us. We believe what the Constitution says. And we live accordingly because that's what our forefathers established and that is exactly what they have bestowed upon us in so many different ways. So we want to do the same that they did for their time. It's our opportunity to respond, and that's exactly what we're doing. So here's the deal. I'm going to pull up Val Garay in just 30 seconds here. The guy's bio is, you know, I can spend 15 minutes just talking about his achievements here. And what I do want to tell you is what he posted on his bio here. I'll give you a little salt on your tongue. Val Garay, a legendary Grammy Award winning producer, engineer, with a career spanning almost 4 decades when he started as a young man, singer-songwriter in the early 1960s. He garnered over 100 gold platinum records. I get to see him all over his walls, friends. 9 Grammy nominations with 6 wins, an Emmy nomination, and a Grammy win as a producer engineer for the Record of the Year, Kim Carnes, Betsy Davis Eyes, with a total record sales of over 125 million worldwide. I mean, that's almost unfathomable, isn't it? But apparently that's exactly what our friend has done here. So without further ado, friends, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and pull up our friend Val Garay and give him way to our audience. And Val, I believe I have you on. You should be able to hear me just fine. Are we good to go, my friend?
I can hear you just fine.
Yep,
can you hear me?
You're coming in great. Val, thank you for joining us, especially while we talked about this for a couple weeks now. And the fact of the matter is I want you to know why I brought you up, outside of the fact that you're, again, renowned for what you do. I believe, as does Stephanie, that you're the best at what you do, no question about it. Matter of fact, I just talked to John Elefante the other day about you, and John Elefante agreed with me. So I don't think there's any disputations there. But with that said, you're a veteran. Too. And I want to talk about that during the second segment that I have with you. But can you kind of go ahead and share with our viewers, we're broadcasting into now 155 cities. We just got picked up by another affiliate yesterday, as well as 53 countries. For someone that may not know who you are, what are your achievements, Val?
Well, that's a lengthy conversation. You know, I started out, like you said, as a singer-songwriter. And I was in a number of different bands in the late 60s and signed to Clive Davis and Columbia Records and then signed to Lou Adler and Ode Records. And I was a staff writer for April Blackwood and Warner Tamerlane. And I made a decent living, you know, as a player and a musician. And you know, then I decided to transition from that into a more stable, not that it wasn't stable because I made a lot of money doing that, but it was into a more stable kind of a lifestyle where I could control my own destiny as opposed to being in a band with 4 or 5 other people and having to depend on them for my livelihood. And
did we just freeze up? I think we just froze up. I have no idea what just happened there, but it seemed that that just froze up on us. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull down that. Okay, there you go.
Sunset and Gower. And I can remember standing on the roof and having the girl who was one of the main singers in the band I was in at the time when we were doing a song for a soundtrack for a huge movie. And she decided that she wanted to join Namya Harenge Kyo and stop singing in the middle of the recording. So from that moment on, I decided I just wanted a different way to deal with staying in the business, but at the same time having some kind of creativity. So I ventured into engineering, and the fortunate part of that was that one of the people that who was my manager at the time was also very close with a very world-famous engineer named Dave Hassinger. And he owned a studio called the Sound Factory in Hollywood, and he had done all the early Rolling Stones records.
Hmm.
Satisfaction, Under My Thumb, Get Off My Cloud. All the ones that you thought were done in England were actually done at RCA Studios in Hollywood with Dave Hassinger. He mixed Satisfaction, which was a B-side, and he kept saying to them at 6 in the morning when they were all asleep on the floor, this is a hit, and they're all going, it's a B-side, it's a B-side. Anyway, so he owned the studio, and so I went to the studio because my manager was a co-manager with Andrew Luke Oldham in the early 60s with the Rolling Stones, so he knew Dave Hassinger really well, and he took me there and introduced me, and I started working there trying to produce records, and I didn't have any real luck. I got a couple of artists through Neil Bogart, who had a label at the time called Buddha Records, and he had me produce a record with Johnny Tillotson and one with Evie Sands, and nothing really happened with those two. And so he said to me one day, you know, you got a great pair of ears. Why don't you come to work for me and learn to be an engineer? And I thought, well, okay, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
So I signed on for my $100 a week and was running up to the corner getting the sandwiches and everything. And the first project I did in that mode was I was the assistant to him on the last Mamas and Papas record, which was a really eye-opening experience for me because I'd be sitting in the control room on the stool in the corner where the tape operator and second engineer sits. And he told me when I went to work for him, he said, don't ask me any questions for 6 months. Just sit there and observe. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to John Phillips and Denny Doherty listening to playbacks of vocal tracks. And they're going, yeah, but the third is really a little flat. And I'm listening going, what the hell are they hearing? You know, I couldn't. You know, 20,000 hours later, you know, I kind of understand all of it. But back then it was like, oh, my God, what am I getting into? But it just progressed. I, you know, found a client of my own, which was a local L.A. band called El Chicano. And we went in the studio. It was my first project at Sound Factory as an engineer. And I remember sitting at the console and he would walk in and he'd go, well, pan the congas over here and put the, you know, the organ over there. And basically he balanced everything for me. And I just sat there and, you know, it was like frozen. Anyway, the single came out off of that, which was a remake of Brown Eyed Girl. And it was a big hit. So wow. That started it. And then Linda Ronstadt and Peter Asher came to the Sound Factory to work with Dave Hassinger on the Linda's next record. Which was going to end up being A Heart Like a Wheel. And they came to work with Dave Hassinger, and he was about 55 at the time and was really not into working anymore. He wanted me to do everything, and so he kept trying to sell Peter and Linda on me. And after a couple of weeks of him just disappearing and me being the only person there to take care of everything, Peter kind of called him up one day and said, hey, we love Val. We're going to stay with him. And then that was the beginning of my string of 11 number one singles in a row. And then it just sort of mushroomed from there.
Well, you know, I got 1 minute. I don't even believe I have 1 minute. I got a hard break coming up on me right now, Val. I'm going to take a hard break really quick, and then what I want to do is come back, ask you some of the artists, if you could, if you got a whole itemized, I don't know, break up the names and kind of just share with everybody as to what your achievements are. Because I've seen your wall. Everybody can't see your wall, but you got all these gold records on your wall. Like I said during the intro, it sounded like, or it looks like when you walk in your house, you're actually going into Fort Knox. There you go. You're getting this live, folks. Topanga, California, Val Garay. We're going to take a hard break, and we're going to come right back, friends. We are talking to our friend Val Garay, and what I want to talk to him about is Vietnam. And this is where we're going to get to the nitty-gritty, friends, and the heart of the message today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke. Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile-an-hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and Plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. USA Radio News. A new Quinnipiac University poll clocks President Biden's job approval rating at a new low of 33%, down 3 points from the last Quinnipiac poll in November. The poll found that 53% disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. The poll also finding that just 28% of Hispanics approve of Biden's performance, suggesting a continued political realignment between the two major parties heading into the 2022 elections. College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just wanted to give a shout out to KKTX 1360 AM in Texas, Corpus Christi, Alice, Portland, and Matthias. Again, we just thank you for your trust. We will do our best not to let you down, and we will hold to that which will bring a resolve concerning today's issues in so many different fronts. Again, thank you to KKTX 1360 AM. Folks, we're talking to our friend right now, Val Gray. World-renowned. I'm not adding accolade, but folks, if the shoe fits, let him wear it because he's done the stuff and he's doing the stuff. Just during the last segment there, he took the time to show you the achievements on his walls. And you know what? That's all great and it's impressive to say the least. No doubt about it. But I want to get to the heart of what we do here. And again, we got Val Gray with us. Val, I want to kind of give you a short download as to what we do in high schools across the country because we've done a lot of them. And when we do the high school assemblies, the first thing I'll do is I'll ask the young kids. There can be 3,200 kids in a public assembly. And what I'll do is I'll ask the young people and the teacher faculty, how many know your founding documents, you know, your Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, not in that order. And they'll laugh at me. And I'll say, well, if you don't know your rights, guess what? You don't have any rights. I get their attention. Then the next question I ask them is, how many in this room have had grandpas, dads, uncles, brothers, cousins, neighbors that fought, bled, and died fighting and sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms that you have? So for the next 3 hours, I can hear a pin drop in that high school because now I've gotten their attention. At the end of it, I show them the price paid from World War I, World War II, to Korea. My dad was there. My grandpa was in World War One. Both my uncles were in World War Two, Vietnam. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And I don't know that I shared that with you. But when I met with you the last time, I kind of tapped into having a conversation about war. And you had shared with us that you're a Vietnam vet. And I can't tell you, I respect you, Val, and our veterans more than any achievements that they have on their wall. And I'm not trying to take anything away from that. I'm just here because I want you guys to know that if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I thank God that there's a Val Garay out there. I thank God for our veterans on so many different fronts. And what we talked about, and I'm going to give it over to you right now, is this up-and-coming generation does not know the price paid, Val. And it seems like every time we have this conversation, it gets real, real quick. I was still in my diapers during Vietnam. I was born in 66, so I know nothing about that war. And when I found out that you were in Vietnam, I said, I got to get Val on the radio, and I want you to share your story with us, if you would, from the very beginning. I don't know if you were drafted. I don't know if you just signed up. But can you go ahead and share that story with us as to how it was that you were pulled into the war in Vietnam?
Sure. Well, interesting, was an interesting angle in that I was going to Stanford School of Medicine, and I was in my second year of graduate school when I dropped out, and probably within an hour of dropping out, I got a draft notice. Now, most people don't know what a draft notice is because there is no draft. The Army is all volunteer, but when I was a kid, when you were 18, you had to sign up for the draft, which meant that if you were physically eligible, they could call you at any time. I got a deferment because I was in college, going to school, and the minute that I dropped out, the deferment went away, and I was drafted. So at that point, I had a choice of getting drafted and going directly, you know, into the Army and into Vietnam, or I could enlist in the Army for 3 years and choose where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. So I enlisted for Europe because I wasn't going to go to the Far East if I could help it. And I enlisted for Europe unassigned, and that was my enlistment guarantee. When I took basic training at Fort Ord, which was a crazy, crazy experience because it was at the beginning of the Vietnam War, and the training was just insanely rigorous, and you know, you had to run 6 miles a day from the barracks up on the hill all the way down to the KD range and all the way back, and it was just, it was amazing what you had to go through. Anyway, so the company commander came to me and said, you have a college degree, you should go to OCS. And I said, well, what's OCS? And he says, it's Officers Candidate School, and it's in Fort Benning, Georgia, and it's a very fast-paced, mentally challenging school. It's for 26 weeks, and if you make it through, you then have to, you get a commission, and you have to give up all your enlistment rights, and you are commissioned as a second lieutenant, and you have to sign up for 2 more years. So, okay, sounds like something I want to try. And I did. I went to Fort Benning. I went through the school. And just to give you an idea of the kind of mental stuff that they would put you through, you would have to, every morning at 6 a.m., they had a full inspection, which meant that everything had to be laid out in front of you. All of the military gear had to be clean, and it was just meticulous beyond belief. And then once that was done, we used to have to string a rope across the room so you could pull yourself on the rope to get out without stepping on the floor. So you left no footprints in the waxed floor. And you go through the whole day, and then you'd finally have a 30-minute opening where you could go get all your laundry done, get your toothpaste or whatever, and a senior candidate would walk up to you and go, you see that tower over there 4 miles away? I want you to go touch it. So now you're running towards the tower which took up the entire 30 minutes. And everything they did, they gave you more than it was capable of accomplishing in the time that they gave you.
Yep.
And then they want to see how you dealt with that.
Yep.
And that's kind of the way the whole school went. So once I got through that and I got commissioned, and they sent me as a training officer to the 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley, Kansas, where I stayed for about 6 months, and then they rotated me in the beginning of the assembly of the 1st Air Cavalry Division. The 1st Cavalry Division was a mounted division from World War I that went on to World War II, and it was called the 1st Cavalry Division. I was in the 7th U.S. Cavalry Battle Group, and the 7th Cavalry is the only outfit in the Army that celebrates the defeat, because it was George Custer's outfit where they celebrated the defeat of Little Bighorn. And then I was sent to Vietnam, and then north into the Mekong Delta, south of Da Nang, as a advisor to the Vietnamese Army people, and that's where I started out. And I was there in that rotation for 13 months. Saw so a lot of tough stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that tough stuff is understood here in America. And if there is an understanding of it, there's very little of it left. And the younger generation doesn't see that, nor do they know that. I've said before that if you want to change the nation, bring the kids to a Viet or a veteran memorial, regardless of where it's at, and I would preach there for 45 minutes, because once they begin to see that someone paid the price for their freedoms, they want to live for what the men sacrificed for, and they don't have any idea as to what that looks like. And again, Val, with all due respect, every single time we talk about this, we always touch that note within you, and I know it's very real with you. Is there anything that you feel comfortable in sharing with the people as to what some of that tough stuff may be?
The easiest way I think I could describe it is I went there with 366 guys and 11 of us came back.
Yeah. What can anybody say to that? But thank you. We've been to Washington.
And yep. There's 54,000 names on that wall.
Yep.
And when you came home, you couldn't tell anybody that you'd been there or that you fought for this country and that you were in Vietnam. You couldn't tell anybody because people would ridicule you. They'd spit on you. It was just awful. And then now, when you tell somebody in the military or civilians sometimes that you were in Vietnam, they all say, welcome home.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Welcome home, Val. We love
you,
man.
Because we never heard that, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I see this all over the country, by the way. When we acknowledge the price paid, I've had veterans come up to me, in particular, one from Vietnam in South Carolina. He had two purple hearts on his hat, Val, after my message. And he came up to me. And he was on the verge of breaking right there in front of me. He perfectly saluted me. And I said, sir, that does not belong to me. That belongs to you. I'm just doing my part now because you guys did the hard stuff. We get to do the easy stuff, but we see it coming again. And we're trying to do everything in our power to avoid that. And again, Val, can I reiterate the point that this is what I really respect about Val Gray, is what you're sharing with us right now? Because my heart is right there. That's the pearl to the freedoms of this country, is these guys that laid it down for all of us. I got one more segment, Val. Can I keep you? Can I hold you over for one more segment? It's about 8 minutes long. We'll be right back, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, let you check it out. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working with them. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's get right back into this. We're talking to legendary Grammy Award winner Val Garay, and we're talking about Vietnam right now. And I just want to ask you, Val, on a lighter note, are you still in contact with some of your friends that you had in Vietnam during that particular time?
Only one. Only one. My dear friend Louis Lavinia.
Well, amen for that, right? And do you ever go to like a VFW and meet other veterans during that? No, you're not interested in that stuff.
No, I've never done anything like that. I kind of just keep to myself, and I'm kind of proud of the fact that I did this. I also brought this down to show you because I still have it. It still fits, too, by the way.
Amen.
This is mine.
That's an achievement within itself.
The way you can tell, the name tag is not stenciled. It's stitched, because in the Far East, they made all these, it was all these little women with sewing machines that made all these for the military. So that's how you know this is legitimately overseas. And then this is my CIB, which is a... With the full wreath means it's a combat infantry badge. And, of course, I have a whole bunch of the other, you know, campaign things. But
yeah. So
and this is the outfit that I was in, which is interesting because it's so bright and so yellow. And about a month after being there, they remade this all in the same color as this. So this and black because this was so easy to see to get shot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, now it's done. The new one's done in camouflage, which is this background is that color, and then the black is the black.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Well, is there like anything out there that would be accurate? Again, kind of going to the younger up and coming generation or those that may not understand the price paid for their freedoms. What you would point the finger to and say, you've got to see this, like We Were Soldiers or Saving Private Ryan. Did you see any of those movies? And is that realistic?
I think I've seen them all. And the only one that I've seen out of all of them clearly depicts the reality of that was the Stanley Kubrick movie, Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, yeah. I remember that.
Very, very close to reality. Very close. In terms of everything, in terms of the early boot camp with the drill sergeant who was, a maniacal and...
Yeah.
I can't think of the actor's name. D'Onofrio.
Okay, yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio, who played the crazy recruit who was sitting in the latrine with the rifle and
yep.
ended up shooting him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just a very accurately, because in basic training, I saw a kid lose it and kind of do the same thing, except he killed himself. He didn't kill somebody else.
Okay.
So that movie really struck home with me in the whole sniper part of it, and the person that they finally killed in the sniper tower who was a Vietnamese woman.
Yep.
Because what you didn't understand, because Americans were so different than the people in the Far East, you would go to a group of people and you'd be giving candy to kids, and a six-year-old kid would come up and put a hand grenade in your pocket with the pin pulled, blow up like eight guys. And you were vulnerable to that because kids didn't do that in America.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, women didn't carry machine guns and shoot with a sniper rifle from a tower. But it was very accurately portrayed.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. I got you for about six more minutes, and I know it's going to go quick. I want to ask you two more questions. The first one would be, what is the difference between that time era when you went through Vietnam and came back home to what you're seeing today? I'm curious.
Well, today it's beautiful. I mean, they have so much respect for the military. You know, you can see it at big public events, football games. They give them seats. They recognize them from the field. I mean, it's wonderful because they're there to sacrifice their life for the, for the country, that we all take kind of for granted sometimes. And that is just, it's totally different than it
yeah.
was.
Was Korea, then. Did the Korea, the Korean War veterans, when they came back home, did they get the same treatment from the American people
no.
as those in Vietnam?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. Okay. See, the difference is that whenever you have a military agenda different from the political agenda, that's when you have a problem. That's what happened in Vietnam. So the military agenda and the political agenda were not the same. In Korea, they were both the same. The country wanted to fight against the North Koreans, and we were there because we wanted to be there. In Vietnam, the military wanted to fight, and the politicians wanted to be out because that's the way the country was divided then.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, on a lighter note, what are you doing today, Val? What projects are you involved with?
I'm sitting here with Nick, your old friend Nick. He's here at the computer. And,
hey, Nick.
And Aunt Nick, there you are.
Where's hey, man. Bradley? Nice to see you, Nick.
And we're here in a big songwriting session. We've been writing for the last 5 days with
okay.
a new artist, and we're in the midst of that.
Okay, Val. Is
and
there
then,
any...
of course, we have. Yeah.
I'm just listen. I'm a talk show host, right? So I'm just going from one topic to the next, and the next point to the next point. Is there anything that you would want me to do in the sense of driving people over to the information that you have, or is there a website that you'd like them to be led to? Is there a URL you want to give us?
The only thing that's really of major importance right now is Richie Sheree's record, which is coming out June 18th next year, or this year now. Well, yeah, this year. Comes out this year, June 18th.
Yeah.
I've been saying next year for a year and a half, but, you know, it was delayed because of COVID and then because of vinyl, and, you know, vinyl lead time is a year. It's insane, but it's a crazy, amazingly great record that's coming out, and I can't wait for the world to hear it.
Amen. Well, Val, I totally appreciate you, my friend, and I'm sure we'll be talking at you soon. But thank you for sharing your experience, because that's what's important to me. And we love you from Minnesota. Just wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, great.
Yep, have a good day. Yep. Folks, if you want to call in at any time and you want to leave some sort of comments as to what your take is on this, I think it's important, because what I just did with Val Garay here is exactly what we do when we're on the streets, regardless of where we're at. We take the time to tell those veterans, thank you for what they did for us. Okay? And what I just did is I pulled up a guy that was willing to share his experience with you, because one thing that people in this country don't realize, that when we tell these veterans thank you, they want to tell somebody their story. And guess what? I don't want them to be all boxed up. I don't want them to get to the point where they can't vent and share their story with us. Hey, folks, let's listen to their stories. Because that is the price paid for our freedom in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Why wouldn't we ask them? And to be quite frank with you, and quite candid with you, this is what I love about this guy with my actions. When I ask him real questions about what happened in Vietnam, did you see firsthand, friends, as to the response that we all get every time we do it? They bow their head. They tear up. Sometimes they just let it all go. They don't let go of your hand, and they want to share with you the story concerning the price and the sacrifice given to give you the freedoms that you have. See, the problem that we have in this country is nobody's thanking them anymore by the way they live. And we live unto him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15, right? And now I'm talking about the Christ. I'm going from the natural to the spiritual. This is why we serve the Christ, because he's the one, the innocent Lamb of God, that went to the cross of Calvary for no other reason than to die for the sins of mankind and redeeming us through his blood. That's why we live unto him. And the best way to convey that story in so many different ways, and I'm not taking away from the Holy Ghost in any sense of the word, no way, don't want to be guilty of that ever. But I'll tell you what, the best way to convey it is sometimes to just listen to him for yourselves, friends. Because when I hear their stories, I wish I could have Val on the radio for 3 hours just talking about what he went through, what he had to do. In some cases, many of them did what they had to do. It's not what they wanted to do, at least when we bring it to the present. That's probably a huge generation gap between what we see today and what we see back then. But Val did share with us that there was a kid in basic training that had a hard time where he ended up killing himself. We hear a lot of that today, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan. Kids go over there, they come back home, and they end up taking themselves out. Folks, when we show them that somebody did it for them, they don't want to kill themselves. They want to stand up and live for them that died for them in the natural and in the spiritual. And my heart was just conveyed, and I thank God for the Val Garays of the world, the veterans. We salute you every step of the way, and we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.